This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a Florida building collapse has now risen to 86, with 43 people still missing. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of the Miami area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilsheimer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While Kilsheimer says it is too early to say what exactly happened at the collapse, he has been able to study the North Building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. The leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. That is according to North Korea's KCNA news agency. In a message to China's Xi Jinping, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said their relationship is vital in the face of hostile foreign forces, while she promised to bring cooperation to a new stage. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961. In an international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. This is VOA News. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations said that in letting go its paid staff and cutting in half the size of its steering committee after Beijing stepped up its crackdown on opposition activity in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing an annual rally and candlelight vigil, remembering those killed in the bloody 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The group said in a statement Saturday that seven of its 14 remaining steering committee members had decided to step down in the face of growing political and legal risk. Of the seven members remaining, three are currently in jail for protest-related activities. New York is now seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Its vaccination rate slowly rise, according to the state's latest data released on Saturday. About 525 people each day tested positive for COVID-19 in New York. For the 7 days through Friday, that is up 369 people, a 42% increase for the prior week. It's unclear why more people in New York are testing positive at a time when fewer people are getting tested. Russia, on Saturday, reported 752 coronavirus-related deaths. That's the most confirmed in a single day since the pandemic began. The Federal Statistics Agency has kept a separate death toll. It said on Friday it had recorded around 290,000 related to COVID-19 between April of 2020 and May of this year. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary elections. It's a victory that assures him another term in office. His party won 410 of 436 parliamentary votes. Meanwhile, he has hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott, war, and the ethnic violence and logistical challenges overshadowed the election in some areas. Voting did not take place in three of Ethiopia's 10 regions. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.